This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Boulder will pay for repairs to over 400 manufactured homes that saw wind damage during the Marshall Fire. The city says it's launching a grant program to fund the work. It's funded by a new voter-approved climate tax. The grants will pay for new roofs, siding, windows and doors, and better insulation. The first repairs are scheduled for February. Baristas at a Starbucks in Boulder have voted to unionize. That makes them the first location in the city to take that step. Eight other Starbucks locations around Colorado have already organized. Bargaining for union stores has been slow going, though. That's due to disagreements between Starbucks and the union over rules for the negotiations. Workers went on a day-long strike last November due to the delays. Nearly all Colorado federal lawmakers are expressing support for sending tanks to Ukraine, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn, who sits on the Armed Services Committee, says the decision to send 31 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine will bolster Ukrainian defense efforts. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says it shows American commitment to help Ukraine see this through. Only far-right Congresswoman Lauren Boebert opposed the move, tweeting she doesn't trust President Biden to distribute heavy American military equipment. Boebert's opinion remains a minority within Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The anticipated influx of out-of-state patients seeking abortion care in Colorado has arrived. According to provisional 2022 data from the State Health Department, more than 3,500 patients traveled to Colorado for abortion care last year, a 125% jump from 2021. This is CPR News.